This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 49 for Friday, September 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Friday morning, taking back all of yesterday's gains amid ongoing concerns over a mounting trade dispute with China. Canola down 13 to over $14, November down 14.10 at $573.80 per ton. After announcing plans to start an anti-dumping investigation into Canadian canola imports earlier this week, China said Friday that it's requesting talks with the World Trade Organization regarding Canada's proposals to raise tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, steel, and aluminum. Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all weaker Friday, adding to the softer tone in canola. Chart-based support is holding to the downside, though, with end-user bargain hunting thought to be coming forward at the lows. Statistics Canada releases ending stocks data for the past crop year on Monday, with average trade guesses pegging the canola carryout at around 2.9 million tons. That would be roughly double the ending stocks from the previous year. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, corn higher, and wheat mixed in choppy pre-weekend trade. Soybeans had moved higher overnight but ran into resistance as the larger losses in soy oil pulled values below unchanged. November beans down 6 cents at 10.17 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 1.8 million tons of old and new crop business combined were in line with trade estimates. Warm and dry weather forecasts should allow for a good start to the U.S. soybean harvest, but with soybeans still developing in most areas, a lack of moisture is raising some concerns over yield reductions. Corn futures moving higher, up a penny in the December contract at $4.12 per bushel. Weekly export sales included net reductions of old crop business, but new crop sales were solid, topping 1.8 million tons. Some dry U.S. corn growing regions are forecast to see welcome precipitation over the next few days. Wheat, it's mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in December at $6.23 per bushel. Kansas City down a penny in the December contract at $5.87 per bushel, while Chicago soft wheat up 1 cent in December at $5.75¾. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales at 340,000 tons were at the lower end of trade guesses. Average trade estimates place Canadian wheat ending stocks at around 3.5 million tons. That would be in line with the year-ago level. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, September 6th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.